Thank you so much, Mike Pomp. And joining us here, as he does every Wednesday, it's Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White with this week's Fugitive of the Week. Now, did we go empty last week?
We're empty. I don't know. We're still working on it. We got to find somebody this week, and hopefully this week's fugitive will be it.
All right. That's great. Well, let's introduce our fugitive to our listening audience.
This week, we're looking for Rafael Rivera. He is wanted on a couple of outstanding warrants. The one that we were asked to help out was for Nashua Police Department. They're looking for Mr. Rivera failing to register as a sex offender. He was recently convicted and sentenced for aggravated felonious sexual assault on a child under the age of 13. Yes. So pretty serious offense. Somehow, some way, he ended up only getting probation. And when he finally got out of jail, he's required to register now, and failed to do that within the 5 days allowed. And he has kind of dropped off the face of the earth. He was living in and around Nashua, most likely homeless, but he has previously spent some time up in Manchester, homeless and around the streets of Manchester as well. So definitely somebody we need some help finding and tracking down. He's been arrested several times before. He uses several aliases during these arrests, including Louis Colon, Rafael Rivera, Jose Quinones, Pete Jesus. He's 54 years old with a variety of dates of birth. He's a white male, 5'7", probably about 200 pounds right now, maybe a little heavier. Has several scars on his left finger, left arm, tattoo on his chest, left arm. Another more tattoos on his right hand, forearm, and fingers. But decent photograph that isn't that old. Like I said, he was just in jail probably within the past year. So somebody might be able to recognize him. I hear he's a little heavier now, but still going to have the same features, scars, marks, and tattoos.
Wow. And now it is up to the person when they're released on probation or something. It is up to them to register themselves as a sex offender.
They are. They are required to do that. They're told at the time of their sentencing that they're going to have to be required to register as a sex offender. And then when they get out of jails or prisons, they often are told to sign these forms saying, hey, look, we know you're a sex offender and you need to register. You have 5 days from the release date to get into the local police department and let them know where you're living.
Okay. So that's that's a pretty standard requirement when you are released.
It is. Yeah. It absolutely is. It's very standard. And then depending on the seriousness of the crime, I expect with somebody like this offense, being on a child, he's probably required to register 4 times a year. So he needs to, you know, make sure he abides by that or else there'll be warrants like this outstanding. And as I indicated, there is a second warrant outstanding for him from Hillsborough County for probation violations on that same underlying charge.
Okay.
Right. So he obviously is not abiding by any of the conditions that he's supposed to as far as do the things you're supposed to do when you get out of jail.
Right. Absolutely. And this is the reason, in addition to the seriousness of his crimes, this is the reason he's fugitive of the week. We need to get him off the street.
Exactly. We need to track him down and, you know, apparently he didn't get it. It's obvious to me that he got a pretty good deal as far as only getting probation for such a serious offense. But obviously that wasn't enough to correct his ways, and he's still not abiding by the law. So that's why we need to track him down.
All right, that's great. And any tip, small or large, will help. And it's an easy thing to do.
It is. We put links right on our posters. So if you go right on the poster, there's a link that says web tip. You can click on that. That'll send us an anonymous email, or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP 411, or go old school. Pick up the phone, dial 603-225-1632, ask to speak to the case agent. In this case is Deputy U.S. Marshal Grillo. He would love to hear from you. He'd love to get that information we need. We don't need you to testify against Mr. Rivera. It's all about tracking him down and getting him back before the courts. So your name doesn't need to go in any reports, and we'd be just happy to have the information.
Right, and you're just helping to steer him in what could be the right direction.
Let's hope it's the right direction, at least get him back on track.
Yes, at the very least. He may disagree, but we have the law on our side, Jeff.
We sure do.
All right, that's great. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, busy this week looking for Rafael Rivera. If you can help out, we would so appreciate it. In the meantime, we'll keep doing this every Wednesday. Jeff, thank you so much, as always.
Not a problem. I appreciate it. We'll do it next week, too.
Oh, yeah. We do it weekly. It's the Fugitive of the Week from the U.S. Marshals Service here in New Hampshire, here in the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center.